Yo, what's good, guys? It's the Derek and Drake Talk Show. I got my brother Derek here. What's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
And me, Drake. I'm doing good. We have plenty of topics to go over today, such as a new topic, quick news, the USA men's basketball roster, Kyrie Irving could be traded, Kemba Walker trade news, going over the NBA Conference Finals, Spencer Dinwiddie's declining player options, Shohei Ohtani becoming the first pitcher to pitch in the home, or player to hit in the home run derby, MLB All-Star votes, and the NBA draft lottery results coming back. Starting off with quick news. Are you ready, V?
Yes, sir.
All right, starting off, Dior Johnson, number 15th ranked player, basketball player in the nation, commits to Oregon. Harlem Globetrotters have sent in a letter to the NBA and want to be a team. How do you feel about that?
Harlem Globetrotters, like, I mean, I wouldn't exactly call them like an NBA team. I mean, they've been around since like the 40s. I mean, they have a guy on their team that's literally like 3'5", and they do like goofy tricks and stuff.
Yeah, it's not clear if they want their players playing in the NBA or if they just want a team to be named after them. Not quite sure about that yet. Top prospect in the MLB, Wander Franco, homers in his first at bat. Oklahoma Sooners get the number 2 running back in the nation, Gavin Swashuck. The Cardinals first round pick, Zaven Collins, gets arrested for reckless driving. John Hamm was the U.S. Open. Nico Marischal, 4-star quarterback, commits to West Virginia University. Lou Lamoriello wins NHL General Manager of the Year. International star Dyson Daniels sent to the G League Ignite. Stanford, NC State, Texas, Mississippi State are the final four in the College World Series. Alex Caruso gets arrested for weed. What are your opinions on that?
I mean, stay off the weed, first off. Second off, maybe he did it with, like, Lamar Odom or something. I guess we'll never know.
And then our last topic, YouTube boxing news. KSI makes a professional boxing promotion with Sarland Bros and Wasserman Boxing.
I think with a KSI brand, they should do UK versus USA, because that would just be a great matchup, like Austin McBroom versus KSI, Geji versus Bryce Hall, yeah. Vinny versus Gibb.
So the last thing, Social Gloves, who just held the TikTok versus YouTube boxing event about a week or two ago, are now trying to get a UK versus USA, like my brother said, pay-per-view going on. They want Landon McBroom versus Joe Weller. They want FaZe Jarvis versus DDG, Vinny Hacker versus Anyson Gibb, Deji versus Bryce Hall, and KSI versus Austin McBroom.
UK is going 5-0.
That's all we've got for quick news. Now we're going to move on to our real topics. Firstly, we're going to start with a brand new one that was released today. Kyrie Irving could be traded this summer after missing hiatuses, injuries, and weird antics on the Nets.
I mean, he is a very, very weird person, but, I mean, he's got good skills. He's a good fit for the Brooklyn Nets, you know, like with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving, and Shamit. So,
yeah, I don't see anything happening with Kyrie Irving. Obviously, he's a second and third option on this team. He does have weird antics, and he did have that missing hiatus where he didn't tell anybody where he was at, and he was taking breaks for personal reasons. I don't think it's happening because, one, Kevin Durant signed with the Nets so he can play with Kyrie Irving, but maybe after these past 2 years, he realized that's a bad idea and to be open to that. I just don't know who would trade for Kyrie. Obviously, every team would try and do it, but not every team has the assets. He is a top five point guard behind, like, Luka, Dame, Curry. That's not in the order list. That's not my order list. I'm just saying players better than him.
I see no change with the Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, same. You got anything else to say?
No.
Neither do I. Moving on, we've got two NBA head coach hirings that were released today. So the Pacers signed former Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle and Celtics hire former Nets assistant coach Ime Udoka as their head coach.
So, I mean, I really don't know much. I know the Celtics coach, I mean, Mavericks coach is, he has like elf ears. he's a pretty good coach. I mean, he used to have good players. Like, before he left, he had Luka, Porzingis, Tim Hardaway, players like that.
Yeah, I think it's a good signing by the Pacers. Obviously, the Mavericks wanted to get rid of Rick Carlisle after two seasons getting eliminated in the first round after having a top 10 player in the league in Luka Doncic. Obviously, Rick Carlisle definitely helps out the Pacers, helping out Malcolm Brogdon, DeMontis Sabonis, Caris LeVert, and now a lottery pick this year that can turn into someone that I have later. Then for the Celtics signing, I'm Aduka. I'm sorry if I pronounced that name wrong. Earlier this month, or it might have been last month, Danny Ainge stepped down from GM, and Brad Stevens went from head coach to GM. So they needed a new coach for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And we'll get to that later after the trading of Kemba Walker. Obviously, he coached the Nets, and the Nets are the second seed and have made the playoffs the past 3 years. So hopefully he can help the Celtics, because I'm a big fan of Jason Tatum.
I mean, he really, like, didn't leave the Celtics. He just took a bigger step from the coach to the GM, so he's taking a bigger step in his career of basketball.
Do you got anything else you want to say?
No.
No. All right. Moving on, we have some USA women and men Olympic teams named off. So firstly, we'll start with the women's roster. They got, sorry if I pronounced any names wrong, Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, Ariel Atkins, Tina Charles, Nafisa Kalir, Skylar Diggins, Slavia Fowles, Brenna Stewart, Brittany Griner, Jewel Lloyd, Chelsea Gray, and Aja Wilson.
So I know Sue Bird and Brittany Griner. Drake, isn't Brittany Griner like that one girl who first ever did a dunk?
No, not the first ever, but she was the first dunk of this season.
I see. And I know Sue Bird, the greatest WNBA player of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, I knew a few people. I knew, like, Taurasi, Sue Bird, Aja Wilson, Brenna Stewart, and Brittany Griner, but that's it. I didn't know anyone else. Hopefully it's an Olympic medal team. You know, you want USA bringing as much gold as possible this Olympics. So, moving on from the women's roster, let's go over the men's roster. Yeah, you can go.
Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Damian Lillard, Draymond Green, Bradley Beal, Bam Adebayo, Chris Middleton, Kevin Love, Drew Holiday, and our one and only Zach LaVine.
As well as Jeremy Grant.
Yes.
Obviously, you can't get just 12 super studs. I mean, LeBron and Anthony Davis are working on Space Jam. Steph Curry had an MVP-level season. He needs a rest. CP3 is coming off an injury, and they might play in the finals. So, but that's the same with Devin Booker. I'm surprised Devin Booker. He might go from winning the finals to, like, the next week flying in to play in the Olympics, which is kind of crazy. Obviously, they got superstars like Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, and Zach LaVine, and, like, mid-level players like Bam Adebayo, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, and then some lower-level players like Kevin Love, Jeremy Grant, and Draymond Green. But everyone's going to play their role.
Yeah, everyone has a role.
I don't know who's going to play the center. They only have one center, that's Bam. They might put Kevin Durant and Draymond Green at center at sometimes. It doesn't really matter about the Olympics. If you don't think this team is winning the gold medal, you're just wrong. You're reaching too far. You're wrong.
Yo, guys, so there's some people saying, like, oh, you need 13 to 12 superstars. You really don't need, like, superstars. You can have some superstars and then some people that need to play a role.
Yeah. If you were to make a starting lineup out of this team, who would you make it out of?
So, nine favorite players. I'm just going by skill. So, at point guard, I would go with... Let's
see. Dame? You go with Dame?
Dame. And then small forward, I'd go with D-Book.
You mean shooting guard?
Shooting guard. Yeah, D-Book.
And small forward.
small forward is Bradley Beal, and then there's not like that much.
I'll say my lineup first. So I got Dame at point guard.
Same.
I got Devin Booker at shooting guard.
Same.
I got Bradley Beal at small forward.
Same.
I got Jason Tatum at power forward.
Same.
And then Kevin Durant starting at center.
Yeah.
And then if you had to do a bench lineup, I would put, let me see here, Zach LaVine at, or Jrue Holiday at the point guard. Zach LaVine, shooting guard. Here, can I see the rest of the roster?
Yeah, sure.
Zach LaVine, point guard, or Jrue Holiday, point guard. Zach LaVine, shooting guard. Chris Middleton, small forward. Draymond Green, power forward. Bam Adebayo, center. And you can put Jeremy Grant and Kevin Love at times in the game.
I mean, I wouldn't really play Kevin Love much.
Yeah. I do think this is an Olympic gold medal team for sure. What about you?
For sure.
For sure, for sure. Hopefully they can bring in the gold. You know, I gotta cheer for USA for everything. So, that's all we got for Olympic news. We're moving on to MLB news segment time. So we're going to go over the All-Star voting, the second ballot that came in. So for the NL, we've got Buster Posey for catcher, Ozzie Albies for second baseman, Max Muncy for first baseman, Chris Bryant for third baseman, Fernando Tatis Jr. for shortstops. Jesse Winker as left field, Ronald Acuna Jr. at center field, and Nick Castellanos as right field.
You already know we got two GOATs on this team, Tatis and Chris Bryant, so.
Yeah, we're Chicago fans. Chris Bryant, I mean, he's popping off. We really haven't paid much attention to baseball, but we'll just, like, skim over this, but we still, like, see some stuff on news because we're sports covering podcast. Of course, we're going to see stuff. Fernando Tatis, he's, like, second in NL MVP voting. So is Ronald Acuna is first, and he's in this All-Star voting right now. I definitely think Acuna, Tatis, Chris Bryant deserve it. Moving on to the AL side of things, we've got Salvador Perez for catcher, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for first baseman, Marcus Semien for second baseman, Rafael Devers for third baseman, Xander Bogaerts for shortstop, Byron Buxton at left field, Mike Trout center field, Aaron Judge right field, and Shohei Ohtani at the designated hitter.
I know three of those guys. First off, that one pitcher,
Shohei Ohtani,
deserves it all out. He's going to be an MVP this year, for sure. Aaron Judge deserves it. Great player. New York Yankees. He's going to be a New York Yankees legend. And Mike Trout is a great, insane player. And he is still young, so he still has a very long way to go.
Yeah, I knew Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Right now he's leading the AL MVP voting. I also know Mike Trout, the greatest baseball player of all time. Don't care what anyone says.
True.
Aaron Judge, obviously, absolute monster. Probably the strongest player in the league. And obviously, Shohei Ohtani, who we'll get into him later. But he's beasting it up. So definitely, these votes we've seen are definitely valid.
For sure.
So, next, we've got the awards leaders for the MLB. So right now, leading the AL, we got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at first, Shohei Ohtani at second, and Matt Olson at three. Who do you think's taking that by the end of the season?
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because so Babe Ruth was a good player, but he played in like the first century, and I think that one Japan guy could be a next player because Babe Ruth was also a pitcher and hitter.
Yeah.
And he's like the same role, basically.
For the NL MVP, Ronald Acuna Jr. is first, Fernando Tatis Jr. is second, and Jesse Winker is third. Who do you think is taking it?
Fernando Tatis.
I got Ronald Acuna Jr. I actually think he's a little bit better than Tatis. Tatis is the face of baseball right now. I'm not saying he's best. He's just the most swagger. And most people know him, obviously, he's the cover of MLB The Show 21, which is a great game.
Great game.
If you don't have it yet, go get it. Next, we're going to the AL Cy Young. First place, Carlos Rodon. Second, Garrett Cole, the cheater. Or Garrett the cheater Cole. Third place, Kyle Gibson. Who do you think's taking this by the end of the season?
That's a hard one.
I think it's just me, Rodon. I mean, Garrett Cole, the cheater.
True.
Yeah, we're down to. Alright. National League Cy Young. Jacob DeGrom. Absolute monster. At first place. Kevin Gausman. Second place. Brandon Woodruff. Third place. I got Jacob DeGrom taking this easily.
Same.
He's got less than a 1 ERA. That's so crazy.
That is.
But the Mets are just trash and they can't even get a run to save his life.
Facts.
Even though they've been on a little bit of a hot streak as of late. Next to, we don't really know much about. We'll just go over these briefly. We don't have a prediction for this. So the AL Rookie of the Year race right now is Adolis Garcia in first place, Casey Mize in second place, Luis Garcia in third place. Then for the NL Rookie of the Year, we got Trevor Rogers in first place, Ian Anderson in second, and Jonathan Daza in third.
Really don't know those rookies. So, I mean, I'll go with the first guy. You know, so that's who I'm picking.
All right, next, our last MLB topic. We just have the MLB power rankings are out now. It's barely missing the top 10. We've got the Brewers. Now in the top 10, at 10 is the Chicago Cubs. 9 is San Diego Padres or San Francisco Padres. Yeah, San Diego Padres. 8, we've got the New York Mets. 7 is the Boston Red Sox. 6 is the Oakland A's. 5 is the Tampa Bay Rays. I believe from Tampa. 4 is the Los Angeles Dodgers. 3 is the Chicago White Sox.
Let's go!
2 is the San Francisco Giants. And 1 is the Houston sign-stealing Astros.
I mean, they're probably still cheating in life. So... I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, obviously it's good to see two Chicago teams in the top 10. Obviously Cubs just barely making it at 10, but we also see the White Sox at 3. We've had injury issues all year. Hopefully the World Series is Cubs for Sox and the Cubs win it.
If the Cubs were Sox game is in Chicago, we're going.
Hopefully. Just those are the new power rankings. We'll give you guys the new power rankings every time they come out. But yeah, those are the top 10. And our last MLB topic for the rest of this podcast is Shohei Ohtani becoming the first pitcher ever to compete in the Home Run Derby.
I mean, congrats to him for, like, doing good in his career. I mean, he deserves it with all the power he has. I think he has, like, an 85% chance of winning the Home Run Derby. Because I feel like in the Home Run Derby, he has the most power.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani is throwing 100-mile-per-hour fastballs.
That's just ridiculous.
Hitting 450-foot bombs. And then playing outfield, too, when he's done pitching. And I believe he's leading the league in home runs right now. He's got 23 home runs, which is absolutely crazy. I mean, last year he had a disappointing season, only 7 homers. But now he's just going insane. Do you think he could win this contest? If he does, this man is the MVP for sure. Not just because Home Run Derby, it doesn't really mean anything. It just shows that he can pitch, because he's got like 70 strikeouts on the year, something like that.
Holy, that is amazing, guys. And they're already only like, what, 60 games in?
Yeah, 60, 70 games in. And, but you don't pitch every game as a pitcher, which is crazy. And 20-plus home runs. So, this is crazy. Obviously, Babe Ruth is a pitcher, but I don't think they did home run derbies back then.
I think they started, like, in the early 40s or 50s or something.
Yeah. So, moving on to our last topics of the day is the NBA. So 2 days ago, the draft lottery happened, and here are the results. So the first pick is the Detroit Pistons. They get the first pick. The second pick is the Houston Rockets. The third pick is the Cleveland Cavaliers. The fourth pick is the Toronto Raptors. The fifth pick is the Orlando Magic. The sixth pick is the Thunder. The seventh pick is the Warriors, but they got it from the Timberwolves after the D'Angelo Russell and Andrew Wiggins trade. The eighth pick is the Magic. It would have been the Bulls pick, but the Nikola Vucevic trade happened. The ninth pick is the Sacramento Kings. The tenth pick is the New Orleans Pelicans. The 11th pick is the Charlotte Hornets. The 12th pick is the San Antonio Spurs. And the 13th pick is the Indiana Pacers. And the last pick in the lottery, the 14th pick, the Golden State Warriors get.
I mean, so about the Nikola Vucevic trade, I would actually rather, you guys might think I'm crazy, have Nikola Vucevic over a pick. Because you never know on picks, they could be a bust or not.
Yeah, like, the Warriors pick, obviously losing D'Angelo Russell is tough. I'd take D'Angelo Russell over, Andrew Wiggins, but that's fine. Obviously, they can trade the two lottery picks they have for a star, or they can keep them and get, like, people for the future. So, I think the Magic got a dub, but they got two lottery picks. The Rockets also got a dub. They have three first-round picks. And the Thunder have three or four first-round picks as well.
Yo, Rockets, they didn't have a great year. But if you have three first-round picks, you can get some very good players.
Yeah. So, Derek didn't do this. Or actually, we made our mock draft together. We came to an agreement. So, the first pick to Pistons selecting Cade Cunningham, point guard out of Oklahoma State. The Rockets select Evan Mobley, center out of USC. The Cavaliers select Jalen Green, shooting guard out of the G League Ignite program. The Raptors select Jalen Suggs, point guard out of Gonzaga. Magic select Jonathan Kuminga, small forward out of the G League Ignite program. Sixth pick, the Thunder select Scotty Barnes, power forward out of Florida State. Seventh pick, the Warriors selecting Jalen Johnson, power forward out of Duke, but I wouldn't be surprised if they take Davion Mitchell right here. Eighth pick, the Magic select Keon Johnson, shooting guard out of Tennessee. The ninth pick, the Kings select Kai Jones, center out of Texas. The Pelicans select Davion Mitchell, point guard out of Butler. The 11th pick, the Hornets select Franz Wagner, small forward out of Michigan. 12th pick, the Spurs select Moses Moody, small forward out of Arkansas. 13th pick, the Pacers select Corey Kispert, small forward out of Gonzaga. And the 14th pick, the Warriors select James Bucknight, shooting guard out of UConn.
Yo, guys, I got a deal here with my brother. If these picks go in exact order, I will give him $20. Wow. And if these picks go in exact order, I'll give one of you $20.
He's going deep in this one. I don't think this is going to be the next order. I mean, most people do not have Kai Jones at 9. Obviously, people have Davion Mitchell, like, late 20s. Some people have him top 10. You could have Franz Wagner or Corey Kispert over Franz Wagner. You could have Moses Moody and Bucknight over Keon Johnson. Some people have Jalen Johnson over Scotty Barnes. This is just my gut feeling and what I think would benefit the teams the most. The Bulls do not have a draft pick in the first round this year.
I know. Second round?
Yes.
Who do you think they're getting in the second round?
I think... I don't know. Honestly, I don't really pay attention to the second round.
Same.
If you're not a top 20 pick, you're not really worth it.
True. Actually, at the end of the... I mean, if you get picked, you're still good because you got picked.
Yeah.
But like...
Actually, first rounders are fine.
Sure.
Second round, like, there's some great second rounders like Draymond Green, Dennis Rodman, Ben Wallace, Fred VanVleet, and Fred VanVleet and Ben Wallace, I believe, were undrafted, actually. So, yeah, that's it for the draft lottery. We'll probably keep on doing mock drafts as the draft gets closer and closer. So, moving on to some NFL side, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has missed all pre-training camp practices and has been in Hawaii this entire time. How do you feel, and where do you think he'll end up, if anywhere?
So my brother thinks he's going to Denver. I think He's retiring.
Retiring? Okay.
I don't know, though. I don't know, because if you're not going to practice camp and you're in Hawaii, I think he's retiring. I think he's retiring.
I think he's getting traded to the Denver Broncos. Don't know what they could package for him. I think Teddy Bridgewater's on the Broncos now. I may be wrong. Yeah, I think he can trade there. That's the best available spot that needs a quarterback. I mean, maybe the Texans, if Deshaun Watson never plays again because the allegations he has against him right now. We're not going to get into that too far. But yeah, I think Broncos, they have a young defense. They have good receivers, good veteran receivers that could help Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, I don't like him. He's been torching up the Bears forever. But it doesn't matter. The Bears are winning the division this year.
Facts.
Justin Fields. Speaking of Justin Fields.
Justin Fields is the greatest of all time. I don't know what you say, bro. He can be blind and still be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Speaking of Justin Fields.
Not being mean to blind.
You. Okay. Alright, so we're going to go over Justin Fields now. Do you think Justin Fields goes in and plays this year? If so, when?
I don't know, man. Matt Nagy said he's most likely not starting the first week. And Matt Nagy said he might not start the whole year. So I don't know why, like, the Bears commission was, like, going all crazy about this guy and then not start him his whole rookie year.
Yeah, I think if Andy Dalton is winning games with the Bears, you do not need to put Justin Fields in. You don't need to rush him. You don't want to get him hurt. But if we are losing games, if we start the season 0-3, it's time to put Justin Fields in. I think the minimum he gets put in is 4. The max is like what they did with Mitch Trubisky, and they were losing, and they put him in like week 7 or 8.
8.
Yeah. That's all I've got on Justin Fields. Oh, yeah. And then speaking of the Bears, we've got some news on the moving stadiums. The Bears have put in a bid to move to the Arlington Heights horse racing track. And do you think they should go there?
Yes, because for what I've heard on Twitter, social media platforms, and my dad, it's a dump there. The parking sucks. It's a small stadium. But me and my brother have been, to the horse track 8 times or something like that. And it's like a good stadium. It's pretty decent sized. And, Soldier Field's not big. It's not big enough to hold a... It's the smallest in the NFL. And if they don't move stadiums, there's never going to be a Super Bowl hold there.
Yeah, I think they should move the racetrack. It's big, plus they can redo it and make it bigger and have like a dome, plus like just the overall size, like the inside of it is beautiful, and they also like the outskirts of it's good, the parking's easy. They already have a big parking lot.
I know.
And they have, like, parking garages by the stadium, too, so you can definitely fit it there.
So, me and my brother, one time we went in the inside, there's, like, multiple restaurants in there.
Yeah, there's, like, restaurants, and there's, like, buffets, and there's, like, betting machines, and I can't remember. I'm pretty sure, like, there's, like, a mini arcade there, too. Yeah.
It's just overall really good, and, like, Chicago fans are being stubborn, like, no, we need to have it in Chicago. Most NFL teams do not play in the city they play in. Like, the New York Giants do not play in New York. The San Francisco 49ers do not play in San Francisco. That goes with a lot of teams. So, I think it's an absolute move. Soldier Field's a dump. The parking's hard. Overall, the Bears do have to play there till 2032 at Soldier Field, though. So, it's not anytime soon. And plus, they need to do renovations and stuff. They have a contract to play in Soldier Field until 2032. So maybe by 2033, the Bears are in Soldier Field. Or in Arlington Heights racetrack. Alright, that's it for NFL news. Now we just have three more NBA topics to go over.
Alright.
Firstly, Spencer Dinwiddie declines his player option of $12 million from the Nets.
Okay.
I have five possible landing options you can go to, and you are going to give me your thoughts. Alright. Firstly, the Knicks.
Okay. The Knicks do have two good players, Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, but they do need a point guard, so it could just not be RJ Barrett and Julius Randle carrying the team, and Derrick Rose. But Derrick Rose needs to leave to get a ring, and he's trying to get the ring before the end of his career, and he's turning 33 years old. Mm-hmm. All right, so the next team is the Clippers.
I think the Clippers are a good option because they need a star point guard that can back up Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Reggie Jackson's been popping off all playoffs, but that's strictly because Kawhi has been gone. Reggie Jackson is balling out. He's definitely getting a higher contract, and more people are to trade for him and give good more assets. I just think Spencer Dinwiddie would help him out. Spencer Dinwiddie can make the three ball. He can facilitate. He can make his own shots, and he can play defense fairly well.
All right, next. We got the Lakers. So, with Anthony always being hurt, they need, like, some good... They need a point guard. Like, with Alex Caruso being your backup point guard, like, that's really not good for you. And since LeBron is the biggest... Turning 37. And the biggest crybaby. Like, you need a new step up, like... You need a young, fresh, new player that's an up-and-coming talent and skill.
Yeah, LeBron's probably going to definitely load manage more. He's getting older, and plus he's saying injuries are starting to get to him. He got injured like 3 times this year. And before that, LeBron's only had 1 injury, and that was a groin injury. So he's barely got injured in this year. He got to him. He says he'll probably never be 100% again. Also, AD being injury-prone. And Dennis Schroeder probably leaving the team. And you don't want Alex Caruso being your starting point guard. I think... then when you be with the Lakers?
I mean... The eye poke, man. Deadly career-ending injury. You already know. Next, we got the Mavs. With their coach leaving, and Kristaps not there anymore. And 2 years back-to-back. Not back-to-back? First round eliminations. So what do you got to say, Dre?
I say Luka needs a second option. Tim Hardaway Jr., Josh Richardson, good players. Definitely not second options. Tingus Pingus is horrible. And Jalen Brunson is a good quarterback. Good point guard.
I mean, they do have one pretty good fit. Tim Hardaway Jr.
You need Spencer Dinwiddie on this team. He can be the second option to Luka. Plus, he can get Luka his shots and facilitate the ball to him. Plus, they need some well-needed defense by Dinwiddie.
Next, last but not least, always on the list, we got the Heat.
Anything to say about that?
I mean, like, they do have some good players, but Tyler Hero, he's not a point guard. They need, like, a starting point guard. I think Tyler Hero wasn't even averaging more than 10 points this year.
Yeah, obviously Tyler Hero did not play up to expectations. I think he averaged, like, 9 points per game. Obviously Kendrick Nunn did not live up to his rookie top 3 in Rookie of the Year votes last year, expectations. And with Goran Dragic possibly leaving the Heat this year in free agency, as well as Duncan Robinson possibly leaving, Spencer Dinwiddie could definitely be an option to help.
He could be a good fit.
He can possibly be the number one scorer on the team. Obviously, Jimmy Butler would be the first option, but Jimmy Butler cannot shoot the three ball that well, and Bam Adebayo can just not shoot that very well.
I got one team in mind.
What is that one team?
The Bulls. Because Coby White doesn't play good with Zach LaVine. So we could have Spencer Dinwiddie in the game, like, the whole time. And then we could take Coby White and replace him for Zach LaVine.
That would be like, I see what you're saying. So, like, we start Dinwiddie and LaVine. We take LaVine out, and Coby plays with Dinwiddie. And then we take Dinwiddie out and put LaVine back in.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I see that happening. So, any more thoughts on Dinwiddie declining his option?
No, man, I think he deserves more money than 12 mil.
Facts, facts. I mean, he had that ACL injury this year, so he couldn't play as much. But, yeah. Moving on. Kemba Walker has been traded to Oklahoma City Thunder. Kemba Walker this year only averaged 19 points per game. That's his first season averaging under 20 points per game since 2014. 5 assists per game, 4 rebounds per game. It's career lows, or like near career lows. As well as a 2020 on first round pick, that's a 16th pick, and a 2025 second round pick for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second.
I think the team that took the dub was the Thunder. The Thunder took the dub on that one.
Alright. I also believe the Thunder took a massive W on this. I did a podcast yesterday with my friend, and I thought it was a tie, but looking back, the Thunder won this trade easily. They get a first-round pick this year, second-round pick in 4 years. Those kids are, what, freshmen right now? This upcoming freshman class are getting drafted at this, or, like, the sophomore class right now, so... Actually, is this a Mikey Williams draft? I think this is, like, a Mikey Williams draft second-round pick. Yeah, they also get Kemba Walker. What the Thunder been doing the past, like, 5 years is they get former All-Stars that aren't playing to their level, and they can inflate their stats to get their trade value going up and get more picks. So, obviously, you have that with, like, Paul George and Chris Paul, and they got their Danilo Gallinari, and also, like, keeping Steven Adams even longer to, like, keep his stats going up, and now he's on Pelicans, and I think they got a pick out of it. Overall, I think they took a dub. I mean, the Celtics, they kind of took a little W with Moses Brown. Obviously, only in his second year, he almost averaged a double-double, 9 points and 9 rebounds per game, as well as a block and a steal per game. They do get the 2023 second-round pick. So, I think it's a dub by the Thunder. Anything else you want to say?
I'm here. Congratulations to the Thunder, because they already got Pokuševski, which is the next unicorn. Don't judge me. Great player. Pocahontas dude. You already know. Pocahontas dude is god tier. And they got Shaquille Alexander.
Yeah.
And now I'm Kemba.
Alright. Our last topic for today, guys, what we have for you, is the NBA Conference Finals. Firstly, we're going to go over the Suns-Clippers series. Right now, the Suns are up 2-0. They play tonight. Devin Booker does have an injured nose. Chris Paul, I believe, is coming back tonight. And the Clippers will still have no Kawhi and Serge Ibaka.
In my opinion, I think that the Suns might sweep the
Clippers
4-0 or 4-1 or 4-2. I think the max the Clippers can go is 1.
One?
Or like two. Two would be like Mission Impossible.
Devin Booker is cooking up right now. 28 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game, shooting 47% from the field. Ayton doing his thing, 16 points per game, 11 rebounds per game, shooting 72% from the field. As well as like players like Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, and Cameron Payne stepping their game up. But the Clippers side, you know, Paul George averaging 27 points per game. And then Reggie Jackson, like I said earlier, doing his thing. It's just not enough. I think the max this goes is 6. It's the max.
6.
I think it's going to be Suns in 5.
Suns in 4, baby.
Suns in 4. If you guys know, you know.
Yeah, you know.
And then moving on, we got the Hawks and the Bucks. Now, last night, Trae Young dropped 48 points and upsetted the Bucks. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that the Hawks are going to win. It will either go 4-1, 4-2. I mean, you know, right now Trae Young is balling literally like in the 50s and 40s. So, like, right now I would love to see a matchup, Devin Booker in the finals versus Trae Young. And I think, in my opinion, Hawks are winning. So I would love to see Devin Booker guard Trae Young, and they each drop 50.
Okay. Obviously, Trae Young averaging 30 points per game and 10 assists. Giannis struggling, only shooting 53% from the field and 19% from three. And Drew Holiday also playing horrible, 15 points per game. I do think the Hawks take this in 7. I'm not giving up on the Bucks just yet. Obviously, they're a great team. I'm just kidding. They're not a great team. But yeah, if the Suns and the Hawks played in the finals, which is my prediction, I'd take Suns in 7 with Devin Booker winning finals MVP.
Okay. I'm giving Trae Young finals MVP.
Got anything else you want to say?
Nah. I just think that the Hawks will win the championship.
Alright, well, that's going to do it for today's episode, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. Have a good rest of your day. Drake and Derek Talk, show out. Peace.